5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I've lost 15 kilos of fat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's one of Bill's meals.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yes, you do. Out of lockdown. Another beautiful, sunshiny day. Welcome to the Rush Hour Thursday, 18th
of Feb.
Get
on the beers.
And we will get on the beers. Thank you, Dan. We might take his advice, I reckon. Daisy, we might find a little establishment here in Melbourne town and have a frothy.
Well, it always excites me when I don't have to look at your face through the computer.
Yes.
And I get a text saying, maybe just get an Uber into the station today, big fella, because lockdown's lifted and you're under the big man's wing for the afternoon.
Yes.
So looking forward to that and looking forward to this. Another riveting show. Geez, I've been good this week, haven't I? Just a quick pump up for me off the top. Thanks.
Actually, you've been all right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Actually, Nick Revolt was good. That'll be good. Are you coming for a drink today, Rebsy?
Representing Australia, Elisa Kamplin.
Up she goes. Takes it up nice and strong. Beautiful fourth three.
Yes!
Yes, she's done it. That is going to be good for at least the top three. And we're hoping first place. She is just collapsing in the finish area. Cannot believe it.
And now we wait nervously for this score of Elisa Kamplin. 96 or better will get her up into the lead. She's
there
done
it.
Elisa Kamplin is number one.
That was at Salt Lake Cities, of course, 2002. And Elisa Kamplin, well done to you. 19 years ago, gold medal.
Yes.
In the aerials. We have some great aerials, don't we?
We certainly do. For a country that doesn't have a whole lot of snow all that often, we do. And some of their training techniques, I'm not sure if you're across it, but down the hill into dams, a lot of them practice.
I know.
Yes. Well done to them, and well done to Alyssa, a magnificent person, of course, affiliated with the Collingwood Footy Club as well.
Well, the other aerial is, of course,
Lydia Lassie-Layer. And we had another one, Jack.
Yep.
Yep, she was very good.
She was very good.
What's her name, Daisy? You should know this. If you do a sports show, you should know this.
Oh, well, to answer your question, yes, I will be coming, if that's all right.
Oh, good. Who else is coming tonight for a froth?
Well, not Jackie. You still haven't found her name.
I don't reckon that's a name, by the way. Anyway,
I'll look it up for you.
Let's have a listen to the tennis or have a look at the tennis because big game last night that you actually watched, Daze.
I did. I stayed up because the first 3 days you've asked me questions about the tennis and I've been nowhere. And as you've just said, it's a sports show, so I should be across it. Big Tsitsipas, the big Greek god himself. Took on Rafael Nadal, and Rafael Nadal was genuinely cruising. He had it in first. He was rolling downhill. 6-3, he won the first, 6-2. The third set was going to a tiebreaker, and he had it on his racket.
Oh,
he had
home.
Two goes at it. It was all but over. And
home. And what happened?
Well,
did he have a little break like Ash Barty's opponent might have?
Muchova. No. He didn't have anything like that. To be honest, just watching it, it looked like he came out and went, well, I got away with that. And he just started absolutely swinging for the rafters and everything was going in. He could not miss.
I tell you what, he actually was going that well. He felt like a little bird.
I don't know what happened after the third set. I just, I fly like a little bird. Everything was working for me and I think, the emotions at the very end are indescribable.
What does that mean? Fly like a little bird, like he was just flying.
I don't really know. I'm not sure if he's trying to quote Muhammad Ali, fly like a butterfly, whatever.
Sting like a bee.
Yeah, something like that. But he stuffed that up. But he didn't stuff the match up. He's in ripping form. So well done to him.
What about the man who he beat, Raf Nadal?
Yes, well, well, he couldn't really understand why he went down too, but not only did he go down on the court, have a listen to this in his presser.
En el cinco iguales. Esta es la verdad. Yo creo que él ha jugado a un muy buen nivel de tenis. Yo creo que el quinto set ha sido un buen set de tenis, ¿no? Al menos.
He was Spanish.
That is in Spanish, his native tongue. He got up, he started to cramp, and he realized how hilarious it is when people cramp. So he got out of the room, came back in, but. You know, it happens from time to time. Elite sports people, when broadcasting, they get cramps.
Do they? And she come and sat too close to me. I've got a cramp.
Oh, no. He's got a cramp.
I can't believe it.
To this day, that's still one of the funniest things I've ever witnessed.
Well, that's the credit of Rafa leaving the room, though, because it looked like you were dry humping the table. Oh. You got yours.
Well, yeah, because I normally sit down, but I had to stand up, and it happens to professional athletes. Don't worry about that. Hey, Jackie Cooper is the other one.
There she is. Yeah, no, well, I just told you that. I just sent that across the table.
No, Jill did that, actually. But, yeah, Jackie, of course. And, hey, we've finally had a winner at the Australian Open, Dylan Alcott. Well done to him. He didn't. I didn't think he played till about 11:30 last night. We couldn't see it on the TV at all. But well done to Dilza.
It's a magnificent seven. Dylan Alcott, the undisputed Australian Open king.
Yeah, well done to him, and I bet you he's on the frothies.
Absolutely. Seven Australian Open titles to him too. So if there was a concert, no doubt he'd be crowd surfing because he's also famous for that too, Bill.
Does he like a beer?
He loves a beer. He's a good man.
Five times I met him, he was pissed. But so was I reckon. Hey, so well done there to Dilza. But also some news, footy news. We love our footy news. More bad news at St Kilda.
Yes, well, there's two lots of it, a double dose, if you will. Rowan Marshall last night, it was revealed that he's going to miss some rounds with a foot injury. So the big ruckman there, not great.
Right, they need him. And I think he's going to miss a few.
Yeah.
He's in good form, unbelievable form.
Well, he was really starting to find his feet, wasn't he? So
He found it, right?
Well, to hurt those feet is not a good thing. And then Mitch Cleary today has broken this one. Ben Patton, the solid defender down there, lock away on
had
the small forwards.
He had
played every game. He did. Broke his leg in an intra-club practice match caused by Jared Roughhead. He was filling in as an assistant coach, as they sometimes do.
Ruffy
tackled him, laid on him, and the match was called off for the best part of 20 minutes. I had to get an ambulance, so not looking good for him. Ooh. That's on top of the other injuries we mentioned. Zach Jones yesterday, of course. Dan Hanbury's missed a bit. So Jaron Geary as well.
Every club has got players that are very, very sore. I don't know what it is because of the hub and all that. But there are every club, including the Giants and the big Brandon Preuss, the big ruckman who is going to play a lot of footy this year.
Braden.
Who's Brandon? Braden Preuss, who was going to play a lot of footy, and he has had a shoulder reconstruction. Now, you've had one, Daze. How long do you miss?
He'll be back within 12 weeks, you'd think. So that's a fair chunk of the season.
That's
half
the year.
If you're a big fella, like I was a smaller bloke, so a shoulder injury to me isn't as bad. You can do your work on the ground. When you're a tall man, your strength is being able to put those hands up. So it's tough for him, but I'll tell you what it does open the door for.
Who?
The stalwart, old big sausages Mumford.
Oh, no.
Defrost the mummy.
Oh, my God. He's dead set hanging around like a bad smell. He will not leave. And the other story up there, which is the big one, Lockie Whitfield.
Yeah.
We're reading here that he has a bleed on his liver, and until it goes away, he essentially can't play. So I'm not really sure how you treat it. I'm not sure if you can fasten the process, but that's a bit of a watch and see for mine.
It is indeed. And there's a couple of other injuries also there at the Giants. So they're having a bad run also.
Yeah, they are. And as you said, you know, you read through the list, you know, the Collingwood boys have had some hamstrings, Taylor Adams, Adam Treloar obviously went across to the Bulldogs. So a lot of players who have come out of that hub, that condensed season, there wasn't the injuries I think we thought we were going to get during that time. But it seems like maybe there's a bit of a lag period and now their fatigue has caught up with them.
Very good, Daze. Well done.
Only 28 days away from the first bounce of the new season as well. So
Geelong play Collingwood this week, I think, Friday night.
In a scratch match.
A little scratchy down there at Geelong.
Hello. And the AFLW, Collingwood North Melbourne, we're calling that on Triple M from Marvel Stadium on Saturday night.
Who's calling, Joey?
No, we got a new caller. We're going on with Barry Denner, the Peoples, so it'll be great.
Big Baz. He's going to call. The old Bazza has to get his big nose in there.
Oh, I love Baz.
But before
not
all
have a bad
that,
word.
We've got a massive show today. Watch trendings coming up next, including Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
does it even exist anymore? We don't know.
I don't know.
Australia's T20 captain Aaron Finch is going to join us a little bit later on. This is The Rush Hour with Billy and Daze. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Daze and Billy. You can catch us live on Triple M and on the brand new Listener app.
Yes. Tell us about that because that's all new.
It is. It actually launched this morning. Yeah. So the Hit Network, the Triple M Network, Podcast One, on the One app now. It's bloody easy to use. I downloaded it. And I can figure it out.
And Dan rang me yesterday and I thought, oh, we're going to get the RC. And he said, no, told me all about this Listener app. So I'm all over it.
It's good. Make sure you download it. Listener without the E, that's trending. And so are these stories.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today?
Unusual. Well, this is unusual because it's all about Facebook. They have blocked Australian news. Now, I'm not sure what this means, but we're going to you, Rabsy, because you know all about this. You've got Facebook, and you're going to tell the people in layman's terms, what does this all mean?
Well, the Australian government has asked the big companies like Google and Facebook to pay a premium to news publications in Australia to post their stuff on their timelines. And Google and Facebook have said, we don't want to do that. So Facebook has said, well, we're the bigger company. We're just going to not publish anything on Facebook. That's including Triple M pages. That's including ABC, the Bureau of Meteorology. All that sort of stuff has been shut down. So basically Facebook's called the government's bluff and said,
So anything on Facebook only, this is?
Only on Facebook.
So if I want to go to Boom and have a look at the weather?
You can go to the actual bomb.gov.au or the app, but Facebook, you can't have anything.
Right.
All publications have been shut down.
Wow.
So it's basically Facebook calling the government's bluff, saying we're not going to pay, but we're also not going to publish anything now, no matter what.
Right.
So fake news, gone. Real news, gone.
Gee.
Everything.
That's all only on Facebook.
Correct. Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, that still works, where you can find us, Triple M Russia, Instagram and Twitter.
And Listener.
And Listener, the brand new Listener app without the E.
Well, they might have shut us down on Facebook, but they didn't in time for just some feedback around yesterday's Todd from Barwon's Heads ringing in and just giving you a little bit of a...
Did you shut down Facebook?
Well, no, I did because of Todd. I reckon Todd actually shut it down because, gee, we had a lot of hits. Or what do you get on Facebook? Are they called hits?
Likes and comments.
Likes and comments. How many we have?
Thousands of likes, 12,000 plus views in the first couple of hours.
Why? Because of that vlog.
It was bloody hilarious, Co.
I heard it.
I'm not sure if you read any, but I assume you
heard it. Well, come on then. What's trending?
I'll tell you what's trending. Andrew Stevens, the classic line he ran out with, picture the opening ceremony, get a local from Corio to torture Ford Falcon, and the best part, in the middle of Cadinia. He didn't even go with GMHBH. Todd the Gold Legend. Did you give Danger the pep talk? The real king is back. Cop that one, Brayshaw.
Yes.
So, mate,
they love him, don't they?
Absolutely.
Rolled Gold Legend. Pretty good that. I'm crying. If they started a marathon in Geelong, they wouldn't turn and finish. They'd keep running. I did like one out of the 12,000 we got. But the comeback from Fat afterwards is better.
Well, he's got your measure. What if you actually bumped into him in the street? What if someone's come up to you and said, I am Todd from Barwon, what would you do?
You wouldn't believe how many people come in, right? They think they're funny and they're sitting at the pub at the Cremorne and they go, hey, guess what, Bill? Guess who this bloke is? I go, who? They go, Todd from Barwon Heads. I go, get stuff. And they all think they're Todd from Barwon Heads. They think it's the funniest joke in the world. I don't know what I'd do with him. Kick him in the nuts, a fennekin. I wouldn't know what to do with him, but he's actually quite amusing.
That was hilarious yesterday. Yeah. When it came up, Ben from Bendigo, I thought it was going to be some bloke telling a crap story about gold diggers or whatever they got up there. And next to it, just bang.
About the shaft, that big shaft. You ever been down the gold mine?
The big shaft.
Big shaft. Well, they got a big shaft, a gold mine thing. Right, we went, Brayshaw and I went down it.
No doubt.
But that wasn't interesting.
Well, Valentine's Day was actually last week.
It was.
On Sunday.
Oh, yeah, good one, Rab. That's a good one.
Well,
to get you off it, mate.
all right, I'll straighten this ship up. Bill, you will like this one. Yeah. Now, this one comes all the way from England, somewhere in England.
Essex.
There it is. When a four-year-old was asked, they were asked to write Valentine's Day letters. You could choose anyone. He decided to write one to his teacher. And it went like this. Yeah. Roses are red, your eyebrows are fleek. Come to mind after school, we'll plough you into next week.
Oh, no. A four-year-old. No.
A four-year-old. So the parents have got called in and the old man's had to put his hand up and said, look, I admit he must have got a hold of his mum's phone and read some of the text. And the teacher, to her credit, said, although it was a bit crass, the use of the words, the spelling and the grammar was all impeccable.
So it wasn't from the four-year-old. The old man said he was disgusted with the school and then blamed the wife. I ring up the old man.
So the four-year-old's written it anyway. Oh, boy.
Daisy, we like this segment because our man Bill here, he goes to another dimension. He gets really deep, doesn't he?
He certainly does. It's just really relaxing.
Gather round to hear Wisdom Brownless. It's Billy's quote of the day.
A man doesn't know what he knows until he knows what he doesn't know. What did you hit?
What he doesn't know.
Do you understand that one? It's a bit deep for you too, probably. I know you probably won't.
I do like that, though. A man doesn't know what he knows,
okay, until he knows what he doesn't. So you got to get things wrong, or if you stuff things up, it's okay.
So living and learning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I don't know a lot, but what I do know is Aaron Finch is going to join us next, the captain of Australia's T20 side on the Rush Hour.
Oh, I wonder if he'll pick up the phone or miss it and get bowled.
Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Australia's T20 squad is over in New Zealand ahead of a bumper series.
Our next guest holds the highest individual score for a T20 international, 172 off 76 balls.
Oh my goodness, that's gone a long way as well. That's also going to clear the boundary. That's 10 sixes.
On Monday, he captains the Aussie T20 side against the Kiwis.
And on their postage stamp grounds, that record could be in danger.
This guy can strike it miles.
Please welcome Aaron Finch.
Ah, yes, indeed. Old Finch is one of our favourites here at the Rush Hour. Colac boy, of course. Barracks for the Cats. Captain of the Australian T20 side. And how are you travelling, bro?
Yeah, very good, mate. It's been in quarantine. Well, we've been in quarantine over here for, this is day 11, but we've been able to get out and train and walk around a little bit as well. So today was our first day of sort of match situation scenario type stuff, and it's been really good, actually.
Gee, so 14 days locked away, like exactly like here, I assume, but you're allowed to get out and train as a group?
Yeah, we get out each day from about, we leave at 9 a.m. and get home about 2 o'clock, so that gets us out of the hotel, run around, do plenty of skills, and there's also like a courtyard area that we can walk around here at the hotel, so it's been managed really well, and everything's gone nicely so far.
How have you found it, as well as you've obviously come off the BBL season as well, so sort of bubble to bubble, if you will? How's the mindset going into this big series?
Yeah, it's all right now. It was getting towards the back end of the Big Bash and sort of going from the UK tour, which was in August, and then straight onto IPL and then back into the Australian summer. It wore me down a little bit for a while there. But to get 10 days at home and spend with my wife and just chill out and play some golf was nice, actually, after quite a pretty hectic few months on the road.
Because it didn't really go that well for the Renegades, let's be honest. But how does
either for Finchie, to be honest.
No, well, but this was what I was going to ask. How does it go? Because you're captaining a side that isn't going that well, and some of the luck they had was just horrible. Blokes were dropping catches they'd never drop, misfields. Or when it goes bad, it was just going bad. As captain, how much of that takes away then from your own performance? Because we all know you're a star with about 172 off 76 we hear in the opener. How much does that detract being the captain from your own performance, or have you got just to the point where you can separate the both?
I think it's important that you find the time to separate them both and make sure that you're focusing on your own performance, because that's what you judge by at the end of the day. Do your own job really well and then worry about everyone else's after that. So for me, it was, although it didn't go well at all, I felt as though my leadership and my captaincy was probably as good as it has been for quite a while, because I was making a conscious effort to really have my own personal time in my batting preparation and things like that, which didn't go to plan. But from a team point of view, I thought that we're on a really good track to be trending up in the future. It's just a shame that we ran out of games.
You did indeed. But your own form, mate, it must be hard, because we've all had slumps. There's no doubt about it. I just can't remember.
One went for 5 years, mate.
Or the Geelong City. I made some runs every week. But and then there'd be some ways you'd go out, you'd think, fair nickem, what have I done? Ran over a black cat or something. But your form wasn't great. Is it true that you put your pads and the everything away and didn't pick up a bat for 3 or 4 weeks?
I had 10 days from when we got knocked out of the Big Bash to then coming over here. So it was probably about 2 weeks all up, where I literally repacked my kit bag the morning that we were flying out, and that was it. I didn't touch it apart from that. Swung the golf club a few times, got away down to Ocean Grove and spent some time with Amy. And
I saw that. Down on the beach, holding hands, skimming stones down at Ocean Grove.
There was no hand holding. She always gets into me because she thinks I'm the most least romantic person she's ever met in her life.
She should meet
me. Which is pretty true.
It's just something, haven't we? Just haven't got that romantic side, and you try and open doors and be nice, but it's just not in you.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you, Daisy.
I am the oldest romantic
I'm
going around.
I'm all right with that sort of it. Now, mate, chivalry's not dead for me, but that's just the 1% is where I let myself down. Well, maybe a bit more than 1%. I don't send flowers or anything like that. So I think that's something that she'd like me to tidy up a little bit.
Well, that's an easy fix, mate. Get yourself a PA and that'll be sorted within a week. Now, you're saying the harder you train, the worse it was getting. And as Bill was saying, when you're in a form slump, I was obviously once in one where I couldn't get a kick. Did you ever try saging your cricket gear? Because I once saged a pair of boots and played pretty well the next week.
What's saging?
It gets rid of all the bad juju.
Really? Oh. I'm not a huge believer in all of that stuff. I think that... But you know what? Towards the end of the Big Bash, I would have been willing to give anything a go, mate. So
well, that's where I got to.
A month too late. It would have been nice to get a text or a phone call at some point there and say, oh, mate, how about trying this? Hung me out to dry and bring it up a month later.
Oh, mate, but people do send you that, don't they? Oh, I've got a way for you to do this. Why don't you try this?
Mate, sleeping up the other end of your bed. If there's a thing that you've tried or you haven't tried, I've done it all. But anyway, this isn't about me.
The Australian T20 squad for the Qantas Tour of New Zealand. I like some of these new names. Josh Phillippe's one that's been banded around a lot. How good is he? And will he bat in the top three?
Yeah, he'll bat in the top three. He's a star. He's someone who improves so quick. So I think the great thing about him is he come in and started batting in the middle order for the Sixers when he first started in the Big Bash and then made that transition to open the batting. And he's done it really seamlessly. And we've seen how prolific he's been over the last couple of years. Yep. He's someone who I think the higher he goes, the better his game will get. He's someone who's not overawed by situations. He's not one of those guys that you look at and think, geez, he mightn't cut it at the next level because he's got so much talent, so much skill. He's fearless as well, which you love in your young players when they're fearless and they've got that ignorance of youth still about them, which is they've got no demons in the closet. So he's brilliant. I think he's going to be a player for a long time.
Great. There's a couple of the other names we'd love to see. Ben McDermott, Riley Meredith, who bowls nice and sharp. But the other one I love, who can bowl, Jai Richardson, obviously been out with a shoulder. He could be a very, very key player.
Oh, absolutely. We saw towards the when he was coming back from his shoulder, his pace was still up with the ball and he still gets a lot of swing with the new ball as well. And he's someone, he's the ultimate competitor as well. So he's battling at the moment to keep developing his game. But whether it's red ball or white ball, he keeps going to another level. And I think at times it mightn't seem like it at the moment for him, but having a little bit of time out to process all the information that you get. You know when you climb up the ranks pretty quick and everyone wants to give you advice, but just to be able to have a month or so to sit out and think about that and make sure that you're concentrating on the right things and got everything in order. He's a ripping young kid as well. He's a cricket nuffy. He's a beauty.
And I see a couple more names here. Stoinis and Zampa, are those two still doing their coffee club? And as captain, do you just get to say, boys, pull up, you're giving us all a bad name?
Froffies, not coffees.
No, well, we're in quarantine here, so Zamp's made me my first coffee off him the other day, which was nice of him.
Is it any good?
We had an optional training session. That's beautiful, actually. Oh, okay. We had a day off training, an optional training, so he opened up the Maltese Cafe in the morning, which was just down in the courtyard there, and went out for a coffee and just to get out of your room, really, and have some human contact, which is always nice.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, well done, Finches. The T20 series, it starts Monday, Rabsy?
Yes, it does, in Christchurch, 5 p.m. Melbourne time.
Oh, perfect time over here. And then Thursday and then Wednesday. Which ground's the caked in?
Oh, geez, you got me here. Yeah, is that Wellington?
It's that tiny ground that's all shaped terribly and all that. Yeah,
it's Wellington.
Oh, Finchy out there will open the attack, go whackety whack whack. It'll be more than 10 sixes. Hey, all the best, Finches. We're right behind you. We're all rooting for you.
Thanks, boys.
It's the Rush Hour and Triple M up next. How you can win a tailor-made sim to driver. On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with Dale Thomas and Billy Brownless. And Billy was supposed to be at the driving range today, but it's been pushed back because we're giving listeners a chance to hit some balls with you. Plus, win a brand new tailor-made Sim 2 driver. All you got to do is head to triplem.com.au and tell us your most unusual golfing story because the all-new Sim 2 driver is reconstructed so you can swing away. And Bryce Holloway from Windaree has gone on triplem.com.au.
Oh, it's a long one. I'll read it out shortly, but I got the Sim 2 out last night. Ooh. Just to have a look at it on the couch. I haven't used it yet. I finally got one. And it's magnificent. It just looks good. And you get the little thing you can turn it if you're slicing or whatever. So I'm looking forward to it.
You're all across the technology, Boris.
Might go to Anglesey Sunday and just hit a couple of kangas. Now, this is Bryce from Windery. Wow, some mates and I were at the President's Cup. We were on the 14th hole, a drivable par 4. We could see the players teeing off and where their drives were landing, but they couldn't see where their shots were landing, okay? They drove, but they couldn't see where they were landing. But they couldn't see where their shots were landing. As the players walked to their balls, Angel Cabrera goes to hit the wrong ball. So we yell out to him, "You're hitting the wrong ball," but he continues to address the ball.
I'll give you a chop out, mate. This probably was as long as his round. So he continues to address the ball. So they yelled out to him, "You're hitting the wrong ball." Oh. He continues to address the ball. He then has a proper look, and yes, it's the wrong ball. So he turns around to us, gives us a wave. Then we hear some bloke to our left say, "Good on you guys," with a double thumbs up. And it was former President George Bush Sr.
Wow.
He comes over, gives us a high five, and wanders off. Now that is an unusual golf story.
And a long one.
Very long.
But that is unusual. After that.
It is unusual. TripleM.com.au. Give us your most unusual golfing story. You can win that TaylorMade Sim 2 driver, which the boys have both got and they love. Bill, you got a joke?
No.
Well, that's not coming up next then. Hey, on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
Melbourne Storm's Dale Finucane. Dale Finucane will be on the show. Plus, we have an idiot song. It's very, very funny. So make sure you stick around for that.
Dale Finucane will be good. We've got some Storm questions to ask, haven't we?
We got many. Many.
Yes.
Many.
He's from Orange, isn't he?
Bega.
Same thing. Same fruit and cheese. It's all the same.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Not sure how I know that either.
Yeah, I know. That's actually quite good of you. Righto. Well, here's a very good joke for you, right? Just getting it. You ready, Daze? Do you know who Willie Nelson is, by the way? A country and western singer. Anyway.
No. I'll
What is the worst thing Willie Nelson can say to you after you've slept with him? "I'm not Willie Nelson." Because he could be anyone.
Yeah, well, why don't you use like another celebrity? That's Dale Knows.
You could use anybody and you went with a bloke I've never heard of.
Because he looks a bit rough and ragged and a bit.
That's one of your best.
All right, if a deaf person has to go to court.
Pardon?
If a deaf person has to go to court, is it called a hearing? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, righto. That's all right. Ah, two of the best there, Willie. I'll show you, Willie. I'll show you what he looks like. Some of the old
two
people.
Two of the worst.